It's Surrey Business Affairs with Jackie Mitchell.
Hello and welcome back to Surrey Business Affairs with me, Jackie Mitchell. And I'd now like to introduce Laurie McPherson from Studio 7 Therapies. Hello, Laurie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jackie. Really lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, perhaps you'd like to start off by telling us a bit about your background. What did you do prior to starting up Studio 7 Therapies?
So probably best to tell you that I started in London in a big corporate company where I was at for quite a long time, about 13 years, and I worked in IT. So quite different, a lot of people think, but my role was very customer-focused, very customer-facing, which is essentially what I do now. So,
and what sort of, when you say IT, were you in IT support or...?
Yeah, so within the support team, we had 10,000 people in the UK that we were supporting.
My goodness.
So I looked after a team that supported newcomers to the company, changing over laptops, software, that kind of thing. And then my latter role was more project management based, so quite different. I got to move around, do different things within the company. It was great.
So when did you have that light bulb moment, oh, I'm going to start my own business and in something totally different?
So... in my early 20s, I trained to do a lot of the things that I currently do now, but I felt I was too young, I was too worried to set up my own business. I didn't have the confidence. Back 2 years ago in January, I was sat at my desk and I thought, I really, really would like to give this a go. So I handed in my notice and then sort of planned what I would do in 2014 and set up beginning of August.
So when did you do your training as a therapist?
So it's been over the last kind of 17 years. So a lot in my mid-20s, and more recently I've just finished a training course in craniosacral therapy. So for me it's constant updating of my skills. I don't think you ever are an expert. You always have to keep learning, keep doing different things, trying new things. Something will work differently for other people, so it's great. It's good to have that.
So anyway, if we can just sort of run through a bit about what you offer, because you've got a studio in Walton on Thames.
That's right, yes.
And you offer a range of therapies, Raynor deep tissue massage. Now what is that?
So as it suggests, it's a deep tissue massage. It's a lot of people will probably think of it as a sports massage, but it's a slightly more holistic way of looking at the body. So you look at the whole body, you work with the hands, the feet, the head, which a lot of massage therapists kind of avoid. But the Raynor teaches you that there are anchor points and they will hold tension. So if you can release off hands, feet, head, then a lot of the rest of the body will follow, and it's a lot easier to work into those tight muscles and get them freed off.
Right, so very good for stressed business people, I would think.
Stressed business people, people training to do all sorts of events. There's a lot going on at the moment. One of my clients is training for the New York Marathon, so that's really interesting working and just keeping him going and that sort of thing. But yes, stressed business people.
Yes, because that's November, isn't it?
That is, yeah.
And what about cranial sacral therapy? You mentioned that earlier. What is that exactly?
So I've just finished training, 2-year training course, and it's an energy-based treatment that's you just use a very, very light touch, giving the body space and time to resolve its own trauma. It's so gentle. You can use it with newborn babies, like a day old, up to the very elderly, and obviously everybody in between. Fantastic, hugely powerful. So you just... really starting to get that off the ground in my business, so it's really fascinating.
What sort of conditions does it treat?
It can treat all sorts of things. One of the things that I'm kind of looking at the moment is, you've just mentioned stressed people, there's a lot of us around at the moment. Down-regulating the central nervous system is one of the things it can do. So we live in that kind of fight and flight mode, and then it's about bringing people back into that rest and digest place, and just helping them feel more into their bodies, just feel more grounded, more centered, and just much calmer.
And also you do Indian head massage. Is that similar to the other, to cranial sacral, or is it a different type of approach?
So it's different. I tend to use those on charity days that I go to, but actually I did have a new client this week who was interested. That's performed seated in a chair. You don't have to remove your clothes. You don't use oils. So it's a very simple thing. It's just a half hour session of relaxation, and it's just gorgeous.
I'm sure it is. Sounds wonderful. So what were the challenges for you when you started up your business?
Mainly that, having worked for other people my whole life, just knowing how to get things off the ground, how to really promote myself. I've never been very good at the marketing side of things, so all of that has been quite a challenge. You just have to really jump in with both feet. As you know, I do networking, which works really, really well for me. People are starting to find my website now, which is fantastic news. So all of the things that I've done over the last couple of years are slowly kind of building. I didn't want it to be too quick and overwhelming, but actually it's really feeling like I found my feet and things are really starting to happen. It's wonderful.
That's great. So looking back for 2 years ago, how did you actually start then? Because you had a blank sheet of paper, no clients. How did you actually manage to bring people in?
So I set up a Facebook page. My website didn't come until quite a lot later. And then I started networking. So I joined BNI. I've been to Fabulous Women, the Chamber of Commerce, that kind of thing. So just tried all sorts of different things, saw what worked, saw what didn't, and then sort of went with the things that did and discarded the things that didn't work so well for me. But it's a very personal thing. What works for me won't necessarily work for somebody else. So,
and the type of business, I guess, as
yes,
well.
Yes, that's right.
It sounds as though social media has played an important role.
Yeah, it certainly has. It was definitely a place to start. I have used Facebook. I now use Twitter. Before, so I knew what that was about. And it's been a journey of learning what people want to hear about, what they don't. All of it's learning and just updating as you go through.
And the networking has really paid off.
It has, big time, yeah. Really, and I love doing it as well.
Do you have advice for anyone out there who might not be very frightened about networking? Because it can be daunting for some people if they've not done it before.
Definitely can, but it's just about going out, meeting people, which I get is quite daunting and it's a challenge for some people. But just go, try a few meetings, try a few different places and see what might fit your personality and your business. I'm used to a very big, structured corporate environment, so something like BNI works brilliantly for me. But for some other people, that's going to be too structured and not free-flowing enough. So,
sure, so the answer is to find the one that suits you.
Exactly, yes.
Did you seek any advice when you started up? Did you go to any organisations to get advice and help and mentoring?
So I did. I had trained with the Czech Institute a while back, and I went to one of their conferences over the summer just as I was setting up, and they had an awful lot of advice. So I went to a company who helped with sales and marketing for the fitness industry, which doesn't totally fit my model obviously, but it's health and well-being, so it's similar. So I talked to them a lot. I've talked to a lot of people in the groups from networking. They've been very supportive, friends and family, anybody and everyone I've basically talked to get to where I am now, really.
And how was the transition from being in a big corporation to suddenly working on your own? Was that difficult to overcome?
That's a really good question. It took me about 6 months to kind of come down from working in the city and not doing a commute every day. But the short answer is yes, it took me a while, but it's been fun, and what I love now is having control over my day and what I do with it and how that's structured. Some days are ultra busy and I can't fit everything in and feel like I'm running from pillar to post, and other days are a lot more calm and kind of how I would like them to be.
And how many clients do you have on a regular basis?
So my business model is working Monday to Friday, seeing 3 to 4 people a day.
And what sort of clients are they?
All sorts of different people.
All different walks of life.
Yeah, And all different ages. I've seen people from the age of 14 up to, I think my oldest client is 84 currently, but her sister might be coming to see me and she's 87. And a client spoke to me this week about their daughter, who's 3. So really...
A big, wide range.
Yeah,
completely.
Very big, wide
yes,
range.
Yes. Yeah. And what would be your advice to anyone out there who's thinking of setting up their own business?
I would say, if you're passionate about what you do, go for it. Don't have the wool pulled over your eyes. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's so worthwhile. It's wonderful. I've loved every minute of it, and all the scary bits as well as all the really rewarding things. Seeing people get off the couch when they haven't been able to walk easily, that kind of thing. It's very rewarding.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for coming in to see us. Perhaps you'd like to give us your website address so people can get in touch.
Certainly. So thank you ever so much for having me. My website is studio7, that's the number 7, therapies.com.
Right. Thank you very much, Laurie.
Thank you.
That was Laurie McPherson from Studio 7 Therapies.
You're listening to Surrey Business Affairs on Brooklyn's Radio, for and about local businesses in Surrey.